Welcome on to KJF Sports Talk. Matt Greenwood with you. Sports Talk powered by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast for your Egg McMuffin. It's always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. And, well, a great reason to be really thrilled about the girls' soccer season coming up this year in Jefferson County is the prospects of the Hillsboro Hawks doing some damage this year. And we're joined today by Chris Schott, head coach of the Hillsboro Lady Hawks soccer team, and they're getting ready to take on Pacific and then Sekhmet in a jamboree tonight at 5 o'clock. So we're squeezing them in here. Coach, I think I want to start off talking about your daughter. I mean, what a talent for you last year, 2 years ago, going into this season. The expectations from her, I'm sure, are through the roof. She was an all-region offensive player of the year last year for Class 3 of the St. Louis region. She's been all-state, second team, and first team. I mean, the accolades just keep filing through. She's a two-time dream teamer. What else can you say about her, Coach?
She's actually a pretty humble kid, normal kid. But, yeah, I still contest that she's not really a goal scorer. I think she's more of a playmaker. Other people kind of disagree. But just I think I – you know, she's a really good passer, and I think she just took really good advantage of her opportunities last year. She's kind of quiet, but and unassuming when you see her. She's not a very big player. I think she's about 5'5" and 115 pounds soaking wet. So, talking about her is a little tough for me at times because I know we have 19 other girls on the team. But, the accolades she's got, I think, are well-deserved, and she doesn't really like to talk about them very much either. Like I said, she's humble, but she also understands that she's going to have a lot of pressure on her this year because she's going to, I think, have a little bit more attention paid to her than she has in the past. So, you know, hopefully she takes that and uses it to make her teammates better, because I think there'll be more opportunities for the girls around her.
Coach Schott, another big impactful player for you last year, Jillian Schlody, and she scored 50 points for you guys, which was quite a bit of the 228 that you guys were able to put together as a team. And I know she's moved on to other things, but how have you gone about approaching filling, you know, that role that she had for you guys from last year?
It's just one of those things where every year we lose players. Some players really good, like Jillian. You know, she set our single season assist record last year with 20, which was great because, you know, she came back from a knee injury and, you know, she was going to have a lot of the attention early, and she did. And that enabled Abby to kind of get the ball rolling. And then they were a really good tandem up top with, along with Bree. I think Bree had 13 goals, but, we've got a girl, a freshman that's coming in, and, she's going to assume that role right away. Hopefully, her name's Colleen. Hopefully she can, you know, embrace that and maybe she can start, scoring some goals early while the pressure's on some of these other girls that are returning that, you know, have done it in the past.
Coach, you mentioned that your daughter Abby, you still contend that she's not a true goal scorer, but you have other ones on the team. Brianna Seabolt had 13 goals for you last year. Peyton Keene, Molly Dooley, girls that each had 7. Rachel Hamilton, who's also back for you, had 4 goals. She's more of a defensive player, but but Dooley and Keene, you know, maybe in the midfield for you, shot up front, maybe midfield as well. Just talk about the group of talent that you have in that midfield and forwards positions and your expectations from them this season.
They're not, as a group, we're not super talented, but I think we're good enough to wear and smart enough. This is probably the smartest team I've ever had. I think most of my roster has a 4.0 GPA or higher. So they're very coachable. They listen and they understand. Even the ones that haven't played soccer since they were young, you know, they understand what you're trying to convey to them and how it's going to make the team better. And that's the great thing about this group is that, you know, they want to succeed as a group and they don't really care. You know, everybody likes scoring goals and things like that, but this group is really good about, you know, sharing the ball and doing what's best for the team instead of, you know, focusing on their individual accomplishments. Cause I tell them all the time, you know, if we win a lot of games, we have a successful season, those individual numbers will be there at the end of the year. So, you know, it's not as much for somebody like Rachel, who's a center back who can score, and we move her, you know, if it's late in the game and we're down, we might move her up into the offense a little bit more. But, that's, like I said, the great thing is they just understand what their roles are. And, you know, it's good that a lot of them can assume other roles if something's not clicking, you know, the way we'd like to during the normal course of the game.
Coach, last year you guys eventually fell in the state quarterfinals to the eventual state champion Rockwood Summit, and I'm sure that was a great experience for you as a coach and a lot of your players. And the thing is a lot of those players are back on this team for this season. What do you guys expect of yourselves, and what would be a successful 2019 soccer season for Hillsborough girls soccer?
You know, I know it sounds cliche. I've talked to a couple other guys at the Leader and a Maritime, and just my goal every season, my expectations are to get better as the season progresses. I know we're not going to be, you know, they're not going to pick up right where they left off, you know, when we play this evening. But, you know, they understand that we just work practice by practice or game to game and just try to improve a little bit on what we did the game before. And, you know, going into that quarterfinal game last year, I know our girls were, they were kind of intimidated. I mean, you got one of their center back was a two-time All-American, and, you know, a lot of other girls, they were committed going to SLU in Oklahoma State. So, you know, they knew our task was pretty big, and, you know, we went into that game a little tentative. It'd be nice to get another chance to get into that same game, and whether it's against Summit or a team like Webster Groves, you never know. It's just, you know, we have some girls that are experienced that have played girls of that caliber, and they can compete with them, and they know it's not always a game of, you know, just because your roster is better than mine doesn't mean you're going to beat us. You know, it might be our day. You know, our girls might play great, and then, you know, we have a couple balls bounce our way. But soccer is a weird game because you can be dominated, or you can dominate the other team. But the team that, you know, isn't the best team or got dominated that game possession wise doesn't always end up winning. That's the weird thing about soccer. You can play great, but one bad bounce. So, you know, I just looked at it. You know, we were one game away from making that Final Four. And, you know, I know the girls have set individual goals and team goals, and I think a lot of their goals are to get back to that spot. And there's several girls, too, that I know that want to go one step further. And, you know, they want to be playing in Kansas City. I don't know if that's the first weekend of June or the last weekend of May. But, you know, that's always your end goal, especially when you only graduated two girls. We lost a couple other seniors that didn't come back, but the core of our roster is intact, and that's something that, you know, hopefully it just makes them hungry to get back there just to have another shot to, you know, finish out, you know, your senior campaign, because there's 13 of them. You know, they'd like to go out on a high note.
Coach Schott, I know you mentioned that your daughter Abby is very humble and about all the accolades that she gets, and she just wants to go out there, have fun, you know, play soccer and all that good stuff. But for her career, she's up to 145 points, and that's a lot of points to score in a three-year span. So what are we looking at in terms of what she could potentially do for this Hillsborough program after, you know, all 4 years being played there?
You know, I don't know. I haven't asked her yet what her individual goals are this year. I don't know if she's set any, but she's big on winning. You know, she could score two goals in a game and have an assist. And, you know, if we lose 4-3, she's not happy. So that's, it's hard for me to gauge really what she's thinking, but I think I kind of know what she's thinking, and I like it because it's, like I said before, it's the way she thinks is the way a lot of these girls think. And it's team first, you know, team oriented. We want to win. And that's, you know, and I know people say, well, high school sports isn't all about winning, but it makes it more fun to come out to practice and to play the next game, especially at the varsity level. You know, these girls, a lot of them have developed nicely through the 4 years they've been here, and some a few before they got here. But as far as her leaving her stamp on the program, she always would give me trouble because anytime like somebody like you talk to her or us at the Leader would always introduce her as Coach Schott's daughter. And now I'm the one being referred to as Abby Schott's dad. So the tables have kind of turned, which is good because I'd rather have the spotlight on the players than myself. They're just, you know, she's kind of an extension to me, and the girls used to tease her and call her Coach Junior and stuff like that. But I don't know, like I said, I don't know if she's really looked that far ahead to, you know, see what her final numbers might be. I know obviously they're pretty good, but I know she probably wants to score as many goals as possible as long as they're goals that are coming in games that we win.
All right, very well. I like the reference to you as now Abby's. Would you say Abby's father now, or Abby's?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm Abby's dad now.
She's not
Coach Schott's daughter. I'm her dad, yeah. So I'm the secondary back burner, whatever you want to call it, which
perfect.
I'm okay with.
All right, perfect, yeah. All right, Coach, again, Pacific Sekman tonight for Jamboree. First game of the season will be next Friday against Festus at home, 6:30-ish there for the start there. As you get ready for this season and the Jamboree tonight, what are some things you're looking at just to kind of get things rolling here?
The first one we play, we'll roll out our what we would go with if it was a first regular season game as our starting lineup, and just kind of see how that goes. In the second game against Sekman, we'll probably roll out some more of the young girls to try to see how they fit in and play. We scrimmaged once last Saturday after our first full week of practice, just to kind of see where we're at. But the Jamboree is great. You're not really trying to win it. You're trying to figure out what needs to be worked on, before we play our first game next Friday. So try to get some of the young girls in, the newer ones, because a lot of the seniors have been involved on the varsity level since their freshman year and haven't played with, some of the juniors that are coming up. So it'll be interesting. And like I said, we're just working them in a little bit at a time, and this is as close to game situation as you can get. So it'll be a fun night.
All right, very cool. Coach Schott, before I let you go, one last thing. I hope you have the time here. I didn't ask about the goalkeeper situation, and I wanted to also find out from you some other players that I haven't mentioned that you're looking forward to seeing on the field this year and helping out the team.
Kenzie Baker, who's a varsity volleyball player, varsity basketball player the last couple of years, she's going to be manning the in front of the goal for us this year in goal. Coach Nansel's been working with her a lot every day, and she's probably one of the top five athletes in our school. So he's excited to where she's already at. After the first week of training, I'm excited because, she's got a good group in front of her, and I think they're going to really try to protect her because she's very new to the sport. So that might make our defense play a little bit better, knowing they got a rookie behind her. But and I know she doesn't want to let these girls down because she's kind of out of her comfort zone playing a sport she's never played, but she wants to succeed for those guys. And like I said, she's got the athletic ability to do just about anything back there. And we got a freshman, Colleen Tice, who's going to be penciled in up at forward, in that role that Jillian Schlody played. And then Jensen Knudsen will be manning the spot that Allie Bridges has played for the last 4 years. So with Allie and Jill being our two girls that we lost to graduation, those are some of the other girls that we're looking to, for them to step in right away and play big roles right off the bat for us.
All right, very well. Coach Schott, thank you so much. Have fun tonight.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
That is Chris Schott, head coach of the Hillsboro girls soccer team, taking on Pacific and Sekman tonight at a Jamboree at Hillsboro High School as they join us here on KJ Sports Talk.